Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it, I just let the adults have the luxury, so the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off and you can live luxurious as well. Welcome back to the Amber Mae Show. I'm so glad you're here with me. Please join me on Telegram at theambermayshow.com. Well, that's my website. Join me on Telegram at the Amber Mae Show, and we can have great discussions. I can get to know you better. So please join me there on Telegram. And on today's episode, we are talking to a lady who was fighting City Hall in Southern California. Yes, that's what's happening on today's episode. I get to talk to her. I think it's inspiring because we need more people like her to feel like we have a voice, because so many times we think we can't fight City Hall. That is a lie to get us to not be able to stand up, because it's easier to defeat us when we don't even try. So yes, it is possible to fight City Hall. I think this year has shown it in different kind of ways where more patriots are standing up together. And this lady is a great example of how we can fight City Hall. So I hope you'll listen to that show today. Please visit MyPillow.com. Use promo code Amber. Save up to 66% off. Right now they have great sales going on. Get their towels. Their towels are amazing and their slippers are so comfortable. I wear them all the time. I used to just, every Christmas I'd buy slippers from like somewhere else, but now I am only going to buy it from MyPillow.com. They're one of the most comfiest slippers you're ever going to wear, and they're great. So you got to try them. I love them. I wear them every single day. So visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Amber and save some money. Get the sheets, get the towels. And if you need a doctor, go visit DrStellaMD.com. Go visit her. Use promo code Amber Mae. Get a telemed appointment. Let her check you out and get those supplements. She has amazing supplements. Speaking of supplements, if you are a woman or a man who are seeing some extra aging going on in the face, you want to get the Timeless Pack. And if you go to TimelessPack.com, use promo code Amber Mae, one word, you could save almost up to half off on that. So get those lines gone, get the lines on your forehead gone. If you have some scarring, go ahead and get that Timeless Pack. And not only will the Timeless Pack help with your face and your skincare, it's also going to help you stop fat from forming in your body. So it's amazing. So get the Timeless Pack and use the timelesspack.com and then use promo code Amber Mae. And they also have a great weight loss product, and that's ambermae.myemfinity.com, and the links are in the description. So if you're looking to lose weight, you got to check out all that product. So there's all kinds of stuff going on the Amber Mae Show. We're going to fight City Hall. Like, share, subscribe, visit the website, theambermaeshow.com. And always, always, always check the links below in the description. And coming up next, we're going to show you how one woman went viral just for standing up for her rights. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to DrStellaMD.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm gonna give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code Amber Mae, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theambermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply, full of food in your pantry, ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theambermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. You can find us on Frank Speech and Rumble. Today I'm talking to a nice young lady who just took it to her county board of supervisors and gave an amazing speech that went everywhere. And I'm proud of her because, hey, it's not easy to go up against the man or City Hall. And here she did. So what? And I'm talking to Audra Morgan right now. So why don't you tell us what got you motivated to, hey, go to a County Board of Supervisors meeting? How'd you find out about it? What made you want to go? Because most Americans have never attended one, not even City Council. So
no, they don't. And I didn't even know about them before I went. It was something that I've had to learn about. I didn't know there was even a, like, what is a Board of Supervisors, right? What is City Council? I mean, like, when you grow up, they have, like, school council, right? So, like, I understood that, but I didn't really know, like, as far as anything else goes. But I was paralyzed for 8 years from a spinal tap.
Oh, wow.
So I have this, deep embedded in me, the fact that I need people to have, like, informed consent and know what they're getting into. And so I feel like they're not telling people the truth, right? So from, like, once COVID hit, I was like, I have to do something. And then when I was listening to this woman named Tori Says, she was talking about how we have to get active locally. And I was like, oh, okay, because, you know, it's a micro scale, because the macro scale we can't affect.
That's,
you know,
right.
And it seems like, and that's why people are like, well, what am I going to do? I can't go to the president.
Well, yes, you're right. But the macro ends up affecting the macro.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, so I thought, well, I need to start a group kind of thing. And I was waiting because I was like, I don't have time and I'm going to let somebody else do it. And then I decided, okay, because God kept tapping on my shoulder like, I'm asking you to do this. Please listen. So I did. And then we started going to the board and just researching stuff and bringing them facts. I thought, oh, they're going to listen. Like, I thought the first time I went, they're going to take everything that we say into consideration and do what we want, right? Oh my gosh, like, you learn so quick that that is not the case. These people don't care. They, I mean, no matter how many times you tell them that what they're doing is wrong, that's not what we want, and they're supposed to represent us, right? They don't care. They're like, well, I know you guys come in here and say how you feel, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I feel is best.
Right.
And I'm like, that's not your job.
No,
like, your job is to do what we want.
Right, exactly.
So, like, I think you're confused on your position, number one, but I mean, they even have gone as far as, so they have COVID agendas once a month, and they made a misinformation panel that they, after those meetings, they will take and make a, like, video with these doctors, like, discrediting everything that we're saying. I'm like, that's how terrified they are of us, that they feel like they have to go to extra lengths to stop us from speaking, to cancel us, right? To consider, like, we're just liars, we're trying to kill people. And it's like, all we're doing, I'm like, in my video, I'm like, you know, I can't wait, like, you should be on this side. I said, you should be on, sorry, it makes me sad, but like, begging for the lives of your family, like,
right.
We do.
Right.
You know, and it's like, they don't care, no
they
matter what.
Care.
I mean, people have come they want to put solar systems in their town, they'll come, hundreds of them, fill the room and tell them, we don't want this, and they throw money at them. We'll give you $5 million. And it's like, they don't want that money. They won't even benefit from the solar that will to be bigger than their town.
Oh, let me tell you about solar real quick, okay? So we did not just jump on solar, me and my husband. It took a long time for us to push the go button on it. And we were getting, you know, the tax credits from the government, and it took like a few years right. for us to hit the go button. We pay so much money. We don't save money in solar. And I'll tell you why. And I'm calling out SRP, and I am trying to get with my representatives in Arizona because they're the ones who control SRP.
Yes.
APS in Arizona is Arizona Public Service, and they're controlled by the Corporation Commission, but not SRP. They charge me a fee to be on the grid, which is fine. And then they say, and then they charge me an on-demand charge.
Yeah.
And the on-demand charge is the majority of my bill.
Right.
I'm generating power, and I can tell I'm generating power because I'm looking at the bill and how right. they're doing it. And I called them out on it, and they're like, but we give you such a discount on your kilowatt percent.
I was like, no.
I'm like, yeah, but on the back end, you're giving it to me, and look at my bill. Like,
right.
she was trying to convince me that
what you saw was not what it was.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so over here you're lowering the discount, but on here you're jacking up the
yeah.
price, and
yes.
my bill is so expensive. So don't fall for the solar.
My neighbor was like, he just got a.
That's the biggest scam.
Yes. Well, because they want to give you discounts, right? Well, he's now being taxed for what he uses, and I'm like, you guys act like you're gonna benefit. No, they're benefiting from it because they're gaining the power for free, right? And then we're paying to give it to them. It's like everything they do.
Not only am I paying to be on the grid, which fine, I'll give you that argument. I'm getting paid another fee on top of it. It's a huge
right.
fee, a huge fee. So,
but it's helping you,
right?
Right. We're doing this for you. I mean,
I want to give it to them.
Right.
I'm so pissed.
I mean, they're so ignorant.
On the way here, I was literally stuck in traffic. I'm like, I'm calling my rep.
Right.
I called SRP. I called the rep, and I'm like, that's it. I have time. I'm in traffic. I'm in California.
Right.
Anyway, sorry,
you're
but
like, I don't have traffic.
But yeah, that's one thing.
A
sore spot with me on the way here. You said solar. I'm like, oh god.
Right.
Don't fall for it.
Oh no, it's so, and it's toxic to the environment as well. So it's like they act like this is helping climate change that they claim exists.
That's the
when
thing.
In reality they're destroying everything with like windmills, the solar panels, the lithium batteries. Those are totally toxic to the earth. So I don't know what they think they're doing by helping. It's just like another like band-aid that they're gonna
but
have to fix.
They want to use this green energy thing and tell all of us that we can't have cars and we can't have planes and
yep.
we can't drive on airplanes or ride
you
on airplanes.
Walk or bike
yeah.
everywhere. Use
but
public
ask
transit.
The elite to give up their jets,
right?
their cars,
yeah.
their everything, oh, their
no.
yachts.
Yeah.
No, somehow they make it sound and spin it in a way that, oh yeah, you were right to keep all of
right?
that stuff.
Yeah, like, no, you
I can't have it,
yeah.
but you can have it. And that they twist your freaking mind.
Well, it's funny. So the supervisor chairman will have his handler, like his security guard, outside of the building with his car on running for hours. And I'm just like, how's that? Like helping the, I mean, are we, let's talk here. And it's a big SUV. So are you going to go to electric? I mean, you can't even go that far. There's no charging stations. Like everything that they do, they literally cause problems and offer a solution that is no better. But they want to help homelessness, right? Well, they're creating it by making people lose their jobs, and then they don't give the money to the homeless. But they want to create housing. They want to create like 70,000 homes. It will take them 100 years at the rate that they have gone. They do 1% a year. Okay, so it would take them 100 years to complete those homes, okay? And they always want to have to like redo the contract because they can't complete it.
Wow.
And so they're like, we need more money. So it's just so stupid. And I have to like, that's why I look at the entire agenda, because just on Tuesdays, it's usually like just basic stuff, like the sheriff and different things. Well, Wednesdays are the land use, which they bring in the climate stuff. And so I'm like, nobody's paying attention. I'm like,
Nobody is.
Where the World Economic...
That's
I mean,
exactly
the chairman
right.
is in the World Economic Forum,
right.
but he's pushing
he
their
is.
Policy.
Oh,
yes.
That's awful.
It's horrible. You have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
And another one is paid off by Soros. So it's like, they're just a bunch
we
of...
We have candidates in Arizona paid off by Soros. Or Soros, I should say, funded their campaign.
Right, yes, to make sure that they're there. And yeah. It's just, it's a travesty. And so, I mean, they need to be arrested. That's my goal.
I agree with you.
These people are not going to stop. You know what I mean? Like, you can only say to them, so, I mean, I was like, I got your oaths, I got your bonds, I've been telling them forever. They don't care. And I'm like, I'll know. I know where you'll feel it is when you're in cuffs. And, like, you know, we're
ready. Are you going to try to go after their bonds?
I am, and I'm filing criminal charges.
Good for
so
you.
It's like, you know, they're not going to get away with this. It's just a matter of time, but it's sad that it has to come to this. Like,
it
you
is
would think
sad.
It's like, I want to make you repent and change your ways. But no matter what we say, it's like they think that they're empty threats.
Yes,
and that you won't follow through, and that's
exactly
why
right.
exactly why they have to. Everybody has to follow through, right?
That's exactly right. Well, because they've held the power for so long,
yeah.
and we've done nothing.
Exactly. That's why we can't let this happen again.
Sit there and take it and take it and take it, so that empowers them more and more,
yes.
and they think, "Well, I'm king, and there's nothing you can do about it."
Right.
It's not until the people activate that
yes.
things change.
Yes. That's why I try and tell people, it's like, we could end this. We just like that. If we all quit complying and stood up and said, no, I'm not doing that. They can't. They have nothing.
No is
Their
so powerful.
Their house of crowds, cards crumble, right?
People only have power if you give them power.
Yes. And we're the ones with the authority. It's like, we need to understand what our freedom and our rights are, right? So that we don't go, oh, okay, well, I'll do it because you say so. You go, no, I'm not going to do that because you can't tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, especially for something that putting it in your body, you know, I mean, a bioweapon. It's like, they're so worried about COVID, but they're injecting it into people. And, you know, I don't, like, where's the misstep here?
Yeah.
Because, like, you guys know what you're doing. You're complaining about
they
one
know.
Thing while you're creating it. And they just keep, we need more vaccines. More people need to be vaccinated. I'm like, obviously it's not working.
It's not.
If there's more and more cases all the time. And also, I mean, they're like, we need to get away from, you know, herd immunity. It's like, yeah, because you surpassed it. And then she also said, well, this is the doctor for the county. She's talking about natural immunity. She's like, we'd actually have to test that for 10 years or more to see, like, how well it fights it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Your own natural immunity.
Serious?
Yeah, over a vaccine that's totally poison.
Oh,
but no, you need to take
gosh.
This, and that is what's going to save you. But your immune system, because we need to destroy that with the vaccine. I mean, it's so backwards. I, like, laugh when I go in because I'm like, this is hilarious, you guys. I was like, this is a comedy show today. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
But I break down the wall because I'm like, I'm not going to let you think you have any power over me. And I don't care if you don't like I address all those items, but you shouldn't put stuff in there that needs to be addressed.
The next step they take is to silence you by not allowing any public
comment. Yes.
Well, that's the next step that they take.
Well, they did. They kicked us out of the meetings, but so we had to call in. So it's way easier to be like, oh, we lost the caller.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got, and it takes so long because you're waiting for the, it's like 30
Which
seconds.
Which is wrong.
It is. They have to let us in.
You have
it's like,
to.
It's the law.
Yes, it is.
But they don't care. They're like, well, but we're protecting you.
No.
I was like, protecting us from what, you?
Yeah.
I was like, you're protecting yourselves from us. You're
That's
afraid.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
So I don't know why they decided to open it up on Tuesday, but I cannot wait. Like, I'm just, I'm looking
have
forward to
Have you been able to influence others to join you
yes.
by going to the meetings?
Oh, absolutely,
oh,
yes.
Great.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, you know, and then they want to keep going. You know, I think but there's a wave. It'll, like, pick up and kind of slow down. But I think people, like, they know I'm always there. And so it inspires them to maybe not necessarily go there, but do other things in the county and speak up. So, you know, I just hope that it does inspire people to show them, like, hey, we can do this. Don't be afraid. You know, I mean, because there's what you didn't see, too, is there was sheriffs in there, and they're always trying to come and, like, arrest me. And I'm like, get away. Like, what are you doing? Is that what you really, like, stay on topic. Oh, really? Or what? Or what? What are you going to do? Like, you have no right to arrest me for not speaking on topic. That's how crazy it is that they should be arresting these officials for usurping our rights, destroying everyone's lives, and killing people.
You might need to read the Constitution because all those deputies and police officers swore an oath
yes,
to defend the Constitution
exactly.
of the United States. And so if anyone violates the Constitution of the United States, then they can violate those laws and not enforce the laws that violate the Constitution
right.
and people's rights.
Yeah, because they're basically, they're bought and paid for here, is the sad thing. But you know, it's a federal offense to deprive anyone of their civil rights. And that's the thing. So 18 U.S.C. 241 and 242 is conspiracy against rights and deprivation of rights under the color of law. those carry up to life in prison or death if somebody dies. But there's a civil side. It's like two sides of a coin. One's civil, one's criminal. So then you have 42 USC, like 1983. That's the civil side. So you can go after them in their personal capacity when they do that, because they're no longer under the protection of their job or the oath or anything. You stepped outside of that. You no longer have the are able to enjoy the amenities of your job, right?
Well,
and so you can go into their pocket and sue them personally.
Right, through their bonds, right?
Even outside of that. Okay. You could do it that way as well.
Because
but the idea with the bond, you want to make sure they never work again, right? So if
right.
you have enough complaints,
that's right.
they won't be insurable. So it's like there's $10 million in each of their bonds, and that's like nice. I mean, that'd only be, you know, $50,000 if I did five of them. But even the doctor, it's like she has one, and that's another $10,000. I mean, $10 million.
What I learned from Bonds for Freedom, Bonds for the Win.
Yes.
Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Okay. What I learned about them is that there's not necessarily an oath of office that these people did. When they gained office, they never swore an oath of office, and somehow they were finding that out, and I was
usually they're supposed to have a video of it, like it's supposed to be public, but I have their oaths. Like,
okay, because I was going to say, maybe you should try and look at that.
Yeah, no, I didn't, so, but they are also, I mean, they could have just signed that, but
right.
it is an oath, that you're signing the actual oath,
okay.
So, but they're supposed to verbally say it as well, right?
Bonds for the Win have been finding people not having that. And that
right.
was fascinating.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's interesting. Well, but also, so, and I think a lot of people, like, maybe with some, like, you'll take the bonds and use it to kind of force them out, to be like, I'm going to do this, right? And people will cave in. They'll be like, oh, my gosh, don't do that. Okay, I'm not going to do this. These people will don't care. So you can't threaten that. Like, you literally have to make sure they will never work again,
mm-hmm.
because they don't care if you threaten to go after their
mm-hmm.
bonds. Do anything, even arrest them. I've told them,
yeah.
like, you need to be arrested. You know, it's like, and I'm serious. Like,
mm-hmm.
you think I'm nuts, but, like, that's what needs to happen, because you refuse
mm-hmm.
to, and you're willfully doing these things. No matter how much information we bring you. I mean, they want to discredit bears and act like, well, that doesn't, no, that is legit.
Yeah, it is.
And it's underreported.
Right.
But it actually, there's a law that it's supposed to be up to date all the time, because it's a reporting system.
Right.
And so it's
the best we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just want to act like it doesn't matter. But the thing, too, is that they're trying to say all the deaths are from COVID, but they're dying from the vaccine with COVID. So it's like, instead of saying these people died from the vaccine, it's like, no, they died from COVID. So they up those numbers all the time, right? It's such an illusion. It's
right.
It's bogus.
Well, what would be your message to people right now to get them? Because we always want to bring hope and an
yes.
action step. So what is the hope?
Yes. Oh,
what's the action step?
There's so much hope. I look at freedom. I feel like it's addicting. And so for me, I work on it every day. But, you know, don't give up hope, because there is so much light to come. I feel like we just have to keep fighting, because I'm sorry, I'm like crying. Because I know God can come and renew the land. I know that if we show Him that, you know, like, we're willing to do what it takes, that He will do that for us, to give us a whole new world that we want, the way it's supposed to be, the way that, you know, that we weren't supposed to have all these constructs built around us. But know that you don't have to listen to these people, let them make you feel fearful, or like you have nowhere to go. You know, there's so many people, even if you lose friends or whatever, there's so much more people that you gain in your corner, that, you know, God does that for a reason. He'll open doors and shut other ones, and we don't necessarily understand it at the time, but there's so much hope of, like, a better future, and I see that coming like a magnet, where it's like pulling you towards it. And so no matter how bad it gets, I still feel like we have to go through this in order to see how we don't want to deal with this again, so that we can enjoy the good times and go, I don't want to go back to that. So,
well, how do people find out about you?
So I'm on Telegram. I have a group named San Diego Storm. It's Standing Together, Organizing a Revolutionary Movement, which is what Storm means. And so it's San Diego, and then Storm is an acronym, channel. But you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at DRAJMORGAN. That's Drudge Morgan. I have purple hair in that. And yeah, and then on Telegram, I'm at Nebula Chic. So it's NEBULACHIC.
Well, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank
thanks
you so
for
much.
Getting in the fight.
Right?
Ah!
meet you.
That was awesome. Thank you.
In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theamermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theamermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Uh-huh.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the river.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car, and so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how, with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car, and so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how, with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if